Hello, denizens of planet Earth. This is the Dr. Arthur Boston Floyd podcasting to you from the Starship Think on These Things. Think on These Things is a starship of the imagination. Think on These Things is sponsored by the StarsGazette.com website. StarsGazette.com is committed to enhancing the understanding of the different types of insurances and their advantages and disadvantages. This podcast, we will discuss retirement plans. Now, according to leading experts on the economic impact of retirement, over half of U.S. citizen workers will not be able to maintain their standard of living when they retire. In fact, a large percentage will be either at or near the federal poverty level. On this podcast, we will discuss other IRAs. We'll start with the Roth IRA, which was introduced in 1997. They follow rules similar to traditional IRAs, except contributions are never deductible and qualified distributions are tax-free if they meet these two requirements. One, the Roth IRA has been set up for at least 5 years, and two, distribution is after age 59 and a half or due to death, disability, or being a first-term home buyer. First-term buyers are subject to a $10,000 limit. Roth IRAs have a no minimum distribution requirement, and individuals may contribute to a Roth IRA regardless of age. Individuals may have both Roth IRA and a traditional IRA, but the total annual contribution to both may not exceed the maximum living limit for one IRA. Contributions to Roth IRA are phased out for higher income taxpayers. Types of employment sponsor qualified plan. Pension plans. Pension plans may be either defined benefit or defined contribution plans. Pension plans require employers to make funding contributions to the plan every year. Defined benefit pension plans are designed to provide a specific benefit to an employee upon retirement. The employee payout at retirement typically depends on how long they have worked and their salary. They can choose a lump sum payout or a monthly annuity payment. Defined contribution pension plans do not specify what an employee will receive at retirement. It only specifies how much money the employee and the employer can contribute. Think on These Things, a pension plan consists of two things: a defined benefit, which is retirement benefits specified in the plan, and defined contributions, which has retirement benefits not specified contributions. Profit sharing plans. A profit sharing plan is a defined contribution plan that does not require an employer to make a funding contribution every year. Rather, the amount and timing of contribution is the employer's discretion. Contributions are dependent on the company making a profit. The maximum amount that an employer may contribute to a profit sharing plan as a whole is limited to 25% of the company's payroll for all employees. Think on These Things. Profit sharing is contributions made by employer. They are based on company profits. Contributions not made every year, and the maximum contribution is 25% of total employee payroll. KEO plans. KEO plans are qualified retirement plans set up by self-employed persons and non-incorporated businesses such as a sole proprietorship, individual and partnerships. KEO plans may be defined benefits or defined contribution plans. Think on these things. KEO is for an individual sole proprietorship or partnership, mostly. 401k plans. A 401k plan allows taxpayers a break on taxes on their deferred income. Employees can save and invest a piece of their paycheck before taxes are taken out. They won't be taxed on the money until it is withdrawn. Employers may make matching contributions up to a certain dollar amount or percentage of the employee's contribution. The plan has annual contribution limits that are considered higher than the limit on the annual IRA contributions. Two other type of employer-sponsored qualified plans, should we say pension plans or are simplified employee pensions, SEP plans, and saving incentive match plans for employees, otherwise in abbreviations SIMPLES. We will talk about them next. Simplified employee pension plans have significantly less paperwork and easier administration than qualified retirement plans. Essentially, each employee sets up an IRA and the employer makes contributions to them on the employee's behalf. Employer contribution limits for SEP / IRA are much higher than the usual IRA limits. Employees must be immediately 100% vested in the employer contributions made under a SEP plan. Think on these things, says employer makes contributions on employers on employees' behalf, higher contributions limits than traditional IRAs. An employee must be 100% vested. There are also non-qualified plans that an employer who wants to provide a benefit for selected employees can use non-qualified plans, a bonus plan, or a deferred compensation plan. These plans do not get the favorable tax treatment given to qualified plans. They do not need to meet the participation, non-discrimination, or other general requirements of qualified plans. Employers can design these plans in any way they wish. Thank you, denizens of planet Earth, for visiting StarsGazette.com and viewing our video and listening to our podcast. Until we rendezvous again, let the force be with you. Thank you very much. This is the Dr. Arthur Boston Floyd.